Hey, how are you? I'm glad you're here, or at least here listening to me. I'm glad to be able to have this talk with you. I'm not sure what's going on in your current life, but hopefully all is well, even if things haven't been going as planned. But just remember, life is filled with ups and downs. We just gotta keep moving forward and see through it all. For the time being, though, I just wanted to sit down and have a heart-to-heart chat with you. I know. What can a stranger like me say that you haven't already heard? Well, it doesn't hurt to have someone that listens to you, right? Just having that someone can make a whole world of difference. But often, we want to hear things that we normally never hear, and sometimes we don't have the luxury nor the people to talk to about it. Our fears, our insecurities, our very perception of the world can sometimes be too much for us to handle. But that's why I'm here. As you can tell from the title, I just wanted you to know that even if you're feeling out of place currently in your life, your feelings are 100% valid. You're not the only one feeling out of place either. Most of the time, it just feels like we wander through life on autopilot, not really knowing our destination. That being said, you may be forcing yourself to be part of something that you don't like, or trying to fit into a crowd, and believe me when I say, I get that. We all fear being alone, often remedying it with false personas just to fit in. We all yearn for someone to be by our side because humanity needs and craves affection and acceptance. To the point that you hesitate from connecting with people because you fear that they will reject you for being weird or having different interests. People shouldn't judge, but we do it anyway. Humanity is imperfect and flawed, and we should just accept that. There are even cases where you might feel too scared to share your interests to those close to you because you're afraid of what they'll think of you. But we should accept our odd quirks and interests because that's just who we are. You're only human. No one expects you to be perfect. But if there are people in your life that think that, then they don't deserve your energy or your time. And personally, I hope their socks are always wet and their food is never satisfying. In all seriousness, though, you shouldn't give a shit about what people think about you. As said by Charles Adams, normal is an illusion. What is normal for the spider is chaos for the fly. Now, that may be kind of confusing, but basically, you do you. Just do what makes you happy, whether it be collecting various things, watching mukbang, or even listening to audios just like these. Whatever isn't normal for them is normal to you. Eventually, you'll find a bunch of people who enjoy doing the same thing you do. Don't just change your interests and hobbies because someone doesn't agree with them or they think it's weird because that's not true. It's completely okay to be a little weird. That's right. Being weird is completely fine because everyone is into something. It'd honestly be boring if everyone was normal. Can you imagine if everyone liked the same thing? Then there would be no such thing as innovation, music, food, even these audios. They would all be boring. But who cares if a group of people think your hobbies or interests don't align with what they're into? They enjoy what they want to enjoy, and you enjoy what you want to enjoy. Just because they don't like what you like doesn't disparage or reduce its worth. Often, at times, pursuing these interests can spark something amazing, and haters will come and go, but you should use it as motivation to prove them wrong. Your happiness will outshine all that hate, and eventually, throughout your life, you'll meet a bunch of other interesting weirdos. They'll all come and go as well, and sometimes they might even stay because they like your company. That wonderful moment when you meet a bunch of other weirdos that like the same things you like is absolute bliss. Not only would you make new friends, you'll eventually become something like family. Those are the groups of people that would stand by your side forever. That being said, there is nothing wrong with being weird. Just remember to be yourself, and as long as your hearts are in the right place, then I promise, everything will work out. Thank you.